Hey everyone, welcome to a special presentation of The Superficial Spirit. Over the next several weeks, I will be interviewing the eliminated queens from Canada's Drag Race Season 4, fresh out of the workroom, right to your ears. Set reminders, subscribe, leave comments, and share your favorite episodes, and of course, send love to the queens. Here's today's episode. Hi everyone, welcome back to The Superficial Spirit. My guest today is Ottawa Drag Royalty and fresh off the runway from Season 4 of Canada's Drag Race. We are here with Amy Yonsei Chanel. Darling, looking amazing in your yellow gown.
Hello, 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 hello. Hola, 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 mis amores. The amiga is in the house. Hi.
Yes, yes. Hi. I was just saying before we hopped on that you're the first queen I've interviewed from the show so far that's giving me like the full look. Most of them have been like cut from the shoulders up. So I'm grateful.
They're just lazy. I'm not that lazy. I like to be extra.
But you know what? You all have to be up early for these interviews, don't you?
Say again?
You have to be up early for these interviews after you're off the show.
Yes. And listen, what's funny? I was hosting a viewing party last night. I got home at 3 a.m. and I have to be ready by 9 a.m. for the whole day interview. I'm tired, but here I am being professional, being beautiful, and ready to do this.
Did you get any sleep? Did you get some shut eye?
Like 2 hours.
Okay. Wow. That's not a lot.
Like I'm a full-time drag performer. So sometimes I'm performing in the night and I have to do a brunch in the next day. So I used to this.
So how are you feeling? Last night was a big show for you. They did the whole lip sync Galapalooza. How are you coping?
It's a lot of emotions going on right now because obviously, the goal is to win the competition. The goal is to make it to the finale and then win the competition eventually. And no one wants to go home, but someone has to go home. And I just didn't want to be that one to go home.
Yeah.
And it is sad because this is the end for me on Canada Drag Race Season 4, but it's not the end for Amy Yonsei Chanel career.
Totally. It's just the starting point. I mean, I'm so glad that you feel that way because so many queens do one season and then end up doing All Stars or Versus. Like, it really just launches you.
Mm-hmm. And some queens like Benji, Shangela, they go home early and then there you go. Just see how they are right now. They are just superstars making a lot of money. I want to make money. Yeah, I want to make money.
How much money? How much money do you want to make?
It's okay just for me to live and travel. I don't want to be the millonario. I don't know how to say in English.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is an interesting time for drag queens because there was a time, and I don't know how it is in the Dominican, but for a long time, drag queens couldn't really make money full time. Like you had to have a full time job and do drag on the side, but that's changing.
That changed because of Drag Race. Like RuPaul have opened a lot of doors for drag performers. When I start doing drag, I'm doing this for fun. I'm not really doing this for the money. And yes, like, yeah, I want to get paid. It's not like you're going to book me and going there for free. I feel like if you are making money, I should make money. But when I started doing drag, I didn't know they pay. I was like willing to do it for free. And they were like, oh, here it is. My first payment was $25. So I was like, oh, I didn't know you guys pay. And then here I was working for free for 1 year and a half before getting my first $25.
Was that in Ottawa or back home?
Yeah, it was in Ottawa because back in Ottawa, we didn't have open stage. Like I started the opening stage. Now we have the opening stage because I started opening stage 3 years ago. It's one of the thing I did in the community here in Ottawa to give the opportunity to the new drag performers to come and do their shows. But when I start, it was only like 6 queens and everything was just around then. And it was really hard to perform and do a number. Like you have to be good to perform. And obviously no one is good. When you start, like your makeup is not that good.
It's so hard to become polished. Like I see because of nightlife and social media, you can actually become really popular without ever performing on stage. Like if you are popular on TikTok or on Instagram, but maybe you're not old enough to go to the club, it's crazy. When we've seen this on Drag Race with some performers who are like look queens and really impressive, but don't know how to perform.
Like a spicy and sugar.
Yeah. You said it, not me.
I mean, no, this is what people said. This is what people said. But because
Yeah.
they are TikTokers. Me, I'm not a TikToker. I don't really know how to do social things. I'm
Yeah.
more like a performer. I like to do live things. I like to meet the people and feel the energy.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's interesting then that the episode that you went home was the live performance piece. When you were going into that challenge, how were you feeling? Were you really confident? Were you nervous?
Oh, I was 1,000% confident.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know how to do the split, I know how to perform. The thing with Drag Race is like the days are really long and you are tired. I'm not using that as an excuse. But I feel like I feel and I know I can perform better and I can do better. And I hope people don't like, okay, you went home on the like seeing a layoff of that we're not gonna book you.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna book me, that's fine. But I think you shouldn't make the decision because of that. Because I know it's gonna sound weird, but I'm an amazing performer and this is what I love to
Yeah.
do. And Beyoncé is just my body. It's such a fierce.
Sasha Fierce. I was gonna say Yonsei is a reference to Beyonce, obviously, right?
That's correct.
Did you see her latest tour, Renaissance?
Oh, yes. Like, I watched the movie 4 times already.
You
And I'm
have? I
going to
haven't
watch.
seen it yet.
I
Fuck.
know. I went to the concert 2 times. I went in Toronto and then I traveled with my friend to Vancouver just to go and see
Oh
Beyoncé.
my gosh. Did you dress
And,
up?
like,
Did you go in face?
yeah. Oh, no, I didn't dress as Amy because it's a lot of work. I should because, yeah, she's the queen. She's Beyoncé. Well, I really enjoyed the show. I just want to enjoy the show. I was just crying the more. I was crying
Oh.
the whole time because it's kind of like a dream coming true because I've been following Beyoncé since I was 14 years old. And now, like, finally, that was my first time going to her concert and seeing her live. It
Oh
was
my
amazing.
gosh. I was just talking to a friend yesterday who went to Beyonce a few times too. And the next day she cried all day because it was like ripple effect. She couldn't believe that she had seen her.
It
She's
was
like
fun.
a,
It's like
yeah, it's
so
powerful.
loving. It was powerful.
I want to go back to what you said about you hope that people don't think, you know, they watch that episode and they're scared to book you. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, it was obvious you're a really strong performer.
Are you going to book
And
me?
yeah, I'm going to book you, honey. We're going to put it out on, we're going to put it out. I don't think people are going to think that, but I think people have to understand it's so different. Well, what I want to know is what's the difference between performing in a club and performing for the judges on a TV show?
Because the judges, they are judging, and at the club, because I'm more like an energy person. I need to feel the energy. I need to. I don't want to use the word is TV is fake. TV is fake. TV is a TV
Totally.
show, and then when you go to a club, it's like you're meeting the people. They're screaming. They're giving you their money. You touch them. They touch you. Like we are changing energy. Like I give you energy, and then you give me energy. And I need the power. I need that. That is what pushed me. When I get that energy from the audience, is when I give my best.
Yeah. I can't imagine performing for like the judges and the cameras. And is the
Oh, they
music
are
even
just.
loud when you're performing? Like,
Oh,
do they
yes.
play it loud?
Oh,
Okay.
yes. The music is loud. It's perfect. We do like a music check before like
Yeah.
singing all of that. Everything is good. It's just. But you just. Lecturing for your life. It's different when you're lecturing for fun as when you are lecturing
Oh
because
my God,
somebody is
so
judging and making
scary.
decisions.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. You mentioned you were a fan of Drag Race before. So what was it like when you found out you were going to be on the show? How did it feel?
I didn't believe it. I applied to the show 2 times. I applied for season 3 and season 4. Season 3, I just applied to put my name in there. I wasn't expecting them to call me, and I went through the whole process, and I was like, and I told the casting person who was like casting me, I was like, wow, you really think I'm a superstar, or you really think I can do this? And they were like, yeah, like we are casting you because we think you have the material, and I didn't make it to that season, and I was like, you know what? Next year I'm going to be ready for this, and I make myself ready. I get confident. I apply. I made it. And just saw you being watching what is happening and just making TV. I'm great.
Oh, that's so cool. So many drag performers want to be on the show so bad. And you're one of the few people that get to experience it. And I'm always curious what it's like, because from the audience, it's a dream, right? Like you're in the club, you're doing your thing, and then you get to go on a TV show. You're suddenly part of this massive fandom all around the world. People watch Drag Race. RuPaul has created a whole industrial complex around drag queens, and you go from being a local girl to like being a root girl so quickly.
Oh, wow. Like the thing is, like when you're watching from home and you're watching the TV show, you're like, oh yeah, cool. But girl, the process is long. Even the casting process is like around 3 months, and it's a lot of stress, a lot of work, a lot of meetings, a lot of back and forward. And then when you made it to the show, everything is like bam, 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 bam. And you, woo! You're like, oh my God, not this happening again. Let me take my time. Hopefully, I don't end the call.
It's okay. You know what? We got time, honey. There it goes back in your ear. We got it.
Yeah, like that whole thing, and you don't have time to think, and everything happens so fast. It's like, wow. And it's a lot of things, a lot of stress. They pull you out of your comfort zone. And that's why all of the emotions are out, because like you don't have your phone, you're not talking with your family, you're not talking with your friends. And sometimes you only, well, most of the time, all the time, you're only allowed to tell when the cameras are rolling.
Oh my God, that scene with Melinda in Untucked when she freaked out, that was crazy. I've never seen, there's only a couple people who have stormed out on Drag Race, and it was shocking as a fan to watch the show, so I can't even imagine how tense it was in person.
It was like that night. It was something going on. They were going like everybody was fighting. That was like 3 or 4 fights at the same time. It was like it was really intense. First of all, I was fighting because I was ending in the bottom, and then, you know what happened with Nita? She jumped in the thing, and we just started fighting. And then Melinda was pissed about the judge and everybody in between. And she was like, she was leaving the courtroom and coming back, and leaving and coming back. It was like it was a lot going on. It was a lot of emotions, but how do you know what to say? But we made great TV. It was really
yes,
fun
you
to watch.
totally did. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like those old time in Drag Race when like people were like not afraid and they were like coming, like dishing each other and all of that. This is what the fans want. They want us to be real. They don't want us to be like, oh, let me go to the miscongeniality and all of that. Like, no.
I thought it was great TV. I love when Canadians bring the drama. We can be sassy too. We can bring the tea, honey. I thought it was great. Great episode. Yeah.
Oh, so you're based in Canada?
I'm in Vancouver. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Vancouver.
I know. I was in Toronto, but now I'm in Vancouver. So yeah, when you do come here to Vancouver, and I'm sure that you will, I'll come and I'll give you a tip. $1. Just one.
$1. Oh my God, that's a loony.
I'll throw it at you.
So
to wrap things up, I know you're from Dominican, and I'm imagining that there's young queer people who are going to watch the show and see you on it. Do you have any advice for those little baby queens in the Dominican or in Canada who are looking up to you and want to become a star and get on TV and do the thing?
Especially the Latin community, all of the people in the Caribbean, where it's like this conservative religion country where you have to be a macho, with blue is for boys and pink is for girls.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you right now, because here in Canada, you have the tool to discover yourself, and you have the freedom to do that. Like in Dominican Republic, especially in Dominican Republic, we don't have those tool. We don't talk about that in school. There's something like it doesn't exist. I want to tell you right now, like, you are not alone. This is the first thing I want to tell you. You are not alone. You have a lot of people around the world
who love you for who you are. Even though they don't know who you are, they love you just because they've been through the same thing you are going through right now. And I know you, John, maybe you are 10 years old, 11 years old, 13, 14, whatever. You're going through that process right now and where you feel confused, you feel lost. There is no one you can talk about it because I have all of that feelings. When I was 14, I was like, I was crying every single day. I watched myself in the mirror and I was like, you are a fucking faggy and blah, blah, blah. You should die. You don't belong to this world. Telling all of that things to myself because that was the right things. That was like what people were thinking about me. And I was like, why are you into men? You're going to hell. This doesn't love you. This is disgusting for your family and all of that. And I know I'm not the only one who's thinking, I'm not thinking like that right now, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm not the only one who's been through that. And I know there is a lot of people, a lot of young guys who are going through that right now. And what I want to tell you right now, you are not alone. Go and find help. There is a lot of people. You have the internet right now. Back in the time, I didn't have the internet. And like drag race was not a thing. And I thought I was the only gay man in the world. And no, you are not the only gay man in the world. There is thousands
no,
of
honey.
Now.
There's a lot of us, and we have great parties. So you need to like feel better and come hang out with us.
And fuck the religion. Jesus loved you the way you are because he
That's
was
right.
the one who made you. He made me. If he made me, he loved me. It's all. Fuck the religion.
This is what Luna and I were just talking about is, if you have a relationship with God and spirituality, it's okay if you're queer. I mean, if you believe in that and God and the universe and you believe that that's how everything came to be, then we're included in that. Who knows
and I
if
do
God is a
that.
Drag queen?
When I did my Jesus was a snatch game, it's not for me to unrespect the religion. No, that was not my goal. My goal was to create this Jesus who loved me and who loved everybody for who they are. It doesn't matter the sexuality, color, a country, language, or anything. Because the Jesus you guys teach me when I was a little baby was a Jesus who hate me, a Jesus who gonna send me to hell, a Jesus who say like I have a demon inside me, and a Jesus who's telling me like I'm not beautiful and all of that. So that Jesus, I not belong to that Jesus. And because I believe in energy and I believe in God, I
That's
create
right.
this Jesus who love every single person.
Amy, I'm so happy we got to talk, and I'm so glad that you are on TV for millions of people to see. I'm so excited to see what you do, and I really thank you for being here. You did great. I can't wait to see what comes next.
Thank you so much for having me. There is a lot of things on the way. Obviously, this is not the end. I'm sad because I got eliminated last night. But this is not the end of my career. There is a lot of opportunity, all five versus the worst, and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm gonna get ready for all of that opportunity because when that opportunity comes to my door,
knock, 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 honey.
Amy will be like, if you don't like what you saw right now, get ready for the next thing. Because
here I come.
I'm
I love it. Well, we'll be eagerly awaiting. Thanks so much, Amy.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.